The Legends Radio Network now presents Lyrics and Legends with your host, Gary Webb.
The program's Lyrics and Legends, and we are kind of going to go down the same road we've been down here for the last few weeks. We're doing a lot of the Amarillo music scene, and it's been fun, Buck, to get to visit with some of the Amarillo music crowd.
That's been a great road to go down, I'll
tell you. Oh, man, we've had some really talented people in, and it's been a lot of fun just to see just how much talent comes out of that Amarillo area.
You know, Gary, we've talked about that before. For a town the size, you know, now compared to Shamrock, the big city
we
is
call
Amarillo,
it the city,
you know,
yeah.
But, you know, compared to a lot of places that are music-oriented, you know, Amarillo's not up in the top 10, but I'll tell you they are up in the top 10 on the number of real quality musicians.
They are.
For a town the size of Amarillo.
And it's we've amazing. Got another good one with us tonight, a friend. That
Who have we got?
We met our guest in probably January, maybe?
Sounds right, yeah.
Open mic night in at Jim Livingston's art gallery, the I Am Route 66 visitor center. And
Big Jim, he'd be quite the man.
Yeah, we met Danny, and we hit it off pretty good, and we said, hey, we got to get together. Well, it took us until almost June to get that done, but Danny, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks.
Danny Dobrovich in the studio with us, and Danny is a Amarillo musician, and we probably got a lot of stories to tell here.
He looks like a guy that's got a lot of stories.
He's an alias we may have to get to in a little bit.
Almost looks like a white Jimmy Reed sitting there with a harmonica around his neck and a guitar in his lap.
You don't get this much gray hair without a bunch of stories along the way. I'm really only 20. It's been rough, you know.
I don't think I'm going for that, Gary, are you?
So, Danny, did you grow up in the Amarillo area?
Yeah, born and raised in Amarillo.
All right.
It's been about 8 or 10 years away. I was in the Navy for 5 years and went to school in Austin, finished up my degree down there.
All right.
For about 3 years. That was a great music experience being in Austin.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. Now, have you always been interested in music, or is that something you've
done? Yeah, I think I was probably 7 or 8 years old when my cousin taught me Tell Old Bill and House of the Rising Sun.
Oh, wow.
And she gave me my first guitar. It was probably a $12 guitar from Mexico, but you know, is great. And
I must have got shafted. Mine cost $25.
Well, you might have
got a good one.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Well, Gene Price ended up playing it.
That's great. So, grew up in the Amarillo area, and did you? Mm-hmm. Was music something you did in school, or just did on?
I had violin lessons from the 4th through the 6th grade, and I was second chair because there wasn't a third or fourth chair. I wasn't great at the sight reading the music or anything, but I learned what the little dots on the page meant, and it kind of gave you a foundation for a little bit more, and just through high school, through friends and what, we had a little combo in the 6th grade. We were the Love In. That was our
okay. So
name.
Give me a time frame on that.
I won't ask you your age, but probably 68. 67, 68, around there. It's maybe 66. Yeah, I think in 6th grade. So. Yeah.
So, dang, we're,
and we're playing Monkey songs.
We're pretty close to the same age. I'm not going to tell you which one's older. But
I'm a 1955 model. So, so
you got me by a couple
not
of years.
Get in there.
No, that's all right. Well, you can remain anonymous over there. But so you got into doing a little music and did the violin. Well enough to get a contract.
Yeah, when I went to junior high, I quit the violin just as soon as I could.
And then why did you pick up the guitar?
I was playing guitar before that.
Okay.
So I was probably 2nd grade, I'm playing the guitar. And it was more fun. No one told you what to play. My friend and I, across the street, we used to make up songs. And, you know, House of Rising Sun, you got 5 chords. So
you can
play a million songs. And I had the Mel Bay guitar book, you know, showing the pictures of how to make the chords.
It had all the Jimmy Crack Corn and all that.
But
you may have the more advanced edition.
Well, it wasn't so much the songbooks as this particular one, but it showed you the different chords. You know, I learned the 7th chords and minor chords.
Oh my gosh,
it's a minor 7th. You know, that was almost jazz, you know.
So Danny is from Amarillo, Texas, and we've been looking forward to visiting with you. It's always fun to get to visit with local musicians. We've done regional and Nashville musicians, and I think our the ones we really get to talk to are the local guys, though, that have played that either Amarillo music scene, some of them in Lubbock or Clovis or, you know, around the region. And talk about when you first got started into maybe your public shows or whatever. Okay, is that a good way to put that?
I really just, in the Navy, I played around the barracks, on the couch, around the campfire, until I was about, I think I was 42 when I got my first happy hour gig. And my dad had passed away, and you realize, you know, I'm not going to be here forever. You face that fact. And it's like, if there's something I want to do, I need to do it. So I put about 20 songs together and booked myself a gig up at Boondocks playing Tuesdays. My initial pay was I got a dollar off of my beers. That was my, and then when they actually started giving me my beers free and gave me $20, I'm in showbiz now. So.
Big time. Wow. Yeah. Did they send you a 1099?
You know, I might owe the IRS something for those beers.
Oh, we don't. Okay, we better not go there, Buck.
Yeah, we'll delete this in editing. Yeah, that would surely get it.
Says, look at me, Mom, I made it.
Yeah.
That's great. Are we far enough in we can hear a song? I think we ought to do something.
I've got a lot of songs I want to play, so don't let me talk too much.
Okay, well, let's do a song. No, we can always come back in here, and we will hear a little more from Danny Dobrovich.
It's all good. So, you ready for one?
We're ready to go.
Okay, this is called Out of My Mind. Sometimes I do things that make no sense. Sometimes I do things, not in jail offense. Didn't mean to do things to hurt you one more time. Sometimes I do things like I'm out of my mind. Sometimes I do things that earn my keep. Sometimes I do things make you wonder why you're worried about losing sleep. Sometimes I do things, wonder where the time went. Sometimes we do things we if you wanna ride along, it'd be at your own expense. Sometimes I do things because you're oh so kind. Sometimes I do things like you're out of my mind. Oh, out of my sense. Sometimes I do things, not in jail offense. Didn't mean to do things to hurt you one more time.
Programs, Lyrics, and Legends. In the studio with us, Danny Dobrovich from Amarillo, Texas, and Buck Weatherby, my old sidekick.
Oh, yeah, and once again, it is, I am so proud to be here.
Oh, yeah, this is good. We have been...
That was a great song.
Something we did back in January is we got with some of the guys in Amarillo and said, hey, we want to get with you guys and do an open mic night and get to meet some of the Amarillo music scene. And Danny Dobrovich was one of the guys that showed up there. And we did a little program on that and featured several people. And we invited Danny to come back down to, I guess you'd call it the Legends Radio World headquarters here in Shamrock, Texas, to visit with us. Danny, thanks for coming in and being a part of the program tonight.
Oh, thanks for inviting me.
Talk a little bit about your music influence growing up and maybe some of the people that you listened to.
Coming of age in the 60s and all, this is my elementary, high school days, we had Top 40 radio. And Basically, it was what your parents weren't listening to. They had the big band and the crooners, you know, right. that stuff. And top 40 on the same station, of course, you'd hear the Rolling Stones and the Beach Boys and the Beatles. But also on the same stations, you'd hear Johnny Cash, Merle Haggard.
Peter Paul and Mary.
Peter Paul and Mary, you know, Ike and Tina Turner, John Fogerty, Roger Miller.
You loved
Roger Miller, you know, so.
Yeah.
So I liked all those folks, you know, and you might realize, yeah, this one's a little bit more of a country western star, but you just like the songs back
then.
Well,
in those days, Danny, if it was selling records, it got played on top 40. I don't care if it was a symphony.
Right, yeah, whatever the top 40 songs, if you listen to either of our two radio stations that did top 40, listen to for 2 hours, you've heard all those 40 songs.
Yeah.
You know, they kept moving them. There's a lot of songs that weren't even 3 minutes long back then.
I kind of grew up in that same era, and then I had four older brothers and sisters, so I also got a little bit of their influence. But I know it came from, a lot of it came from top 40, but we had everywhere from Cream to, you know, some of the big band stuff that we had in the record stash there at the house. So
yeah, the older family, really, my brother was 3 years older, so I was kind of hearing stuff that he was into that my age group maybe not wouldn't have heard. And my cousin Susan, when I mentioned, she taught me House of the Rising Sun. That was the Joan Baez version.
Oh, okay. Oh,
so, yeah. You know, she was, you know, a folkie. So I really, Peter, Paul and Mary.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's the Brothers Four and, you know, all these really great ones. And I didn't realize I was listening to Pete Seeger till recently, you know, I mean, well, you know, last 15 years.
You know. And you were like, hey,
in those days, if a record was 3 minutes long, that was a long record.
Yeah.
You know, and then along came Marty Robbins and El Paso. And, oh, my goodness, it got played because all the disc jockeys loved it. They could go smoke a cigarette. They could go to the bathroom, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
So when did you graduate high school?
73,
okay. And then what direction did you go after that? Did you go to college or?
Well, I went to the Navy first. The GI Bill helped me pay for a little bit of my college. I tried one semester out of high school and college, and it wasn't very good. I was working full time, and I think I passed all my classes. But
did you volunteer to go to the Navy?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And it was post Vietnam. I was going to say
that was at least right at the wind down on Vietnam, I think.
Yeah,
anyway.
It was October 74 I joined.
Okay.
And like I said, getting to play around the barracks, there weren't a lot of guys that had guitars or could play. So I was kind of like a medium-sized fish in a tiny pond, you know. they were just glad. And I was writing some songs back then. Next song I'm going to do is actually one I wrote back then.
Talk about it a little bit then.
Well, at boot camp, you found out if you're from New York, California, or Texas, they were going to give you a hard time because we all thought we were from the best place in the world. And of course, the Texans were right, but, you know.
Yeah.
So, and they said that we bragged a lot. And one of the jokes was that in the Navy, you have to take a swim test before you can get out of boot camp. And they said Texans didn't have to take the swim test because everyone knows that cow patties float. they didn't say
or they
cow
might,
patties.
Yeah, I was going to say it probably wasn't exactly I'm, that.
Yeah, that's the
you're
radio
cleaning
version.
It up for the radio.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. So what's the title of this
song? It's Party Like a Texan. So I wrote a bragging Texas song.
Oh. And this was written probably in 74, 75?
Probably 75 or 76 I'd been in for up there. Probably when I'm trying to think of when I first started playing for people picturing that. But,
okay. Well, let's listen to this. We'll be right back.
Party Like a Texan. Well, I partied up north and I partied down south, partied in Topeka and I partied in Taos. There's one thing that I can truthfully say. After partying out east, partying out west, Texans party the best, and that's why I'm heading on back that way. Who put the Tex in Texarkana? Put the class in El Paso. Who put thrill in Brownsville? We did. And who put armadillo in Amarillo? We got tempting teeny boppers and country cowgirls. We got sophisticated ladies of the world. Our women are the sexiest in the land. We got senorities, got southern belles. Got chicks who make a living working out of hotels. And a Texas woman, the only thing satisfied is Texas man. Who put the Tex in Texoma? Who put the brass in El Paso? Who put Square Deal in Brownsville? We did. And who put the Armadillo in Amarillo? Oops, wrong harmonica. We will delete the harmonica on this section. There drinking Coors and Lonesa, smoking wacky tobacco in my car. On the waitress's next round, tequila would be older. And if I wanted to, I could roll my owner down my choice of that good old Texas homegrown or that fine green grass that finds way across the border. Who put the Tex in Texaco? Who put the sass in El Paso? And who put Armadillo and Marilla? Oh, won't you tell me who put that there Armadillo and Amarillo?
That was a good one, Buck.
Yeah.
In the studio with
did
us.
Did a great job of whistling there also.
Thank you, Lyrics and Legends, Danny Dovervich on the whistle. And that that's a Lyrics and Legends first, I think.
Oh, well, great. You know,
we've had harmonica players. We've had guitar players, ukulele players. And
oh, yeah.
Never had a whistler. So anyway. But that was pretty resourceful since you had the wrong harmonica. Yeah.
I should have had the kazoo there. You can play in any key on those.
Yeah. Oh, there
you know, so I do have.
I did know. I was going to comment on that.
A kazoo.
Anybody that's got a kazoo in their repertoire has got to be multi-talented. Yeah. So in the studio with us, Danny Dovervich, who also I was visiting with Mike Fuller, and they were like, of course, I knew this already, but like, that's Danny Freeze.
Yeah, that's I kind of use that as a stage name. Sounds like antifreeze. That's great. It's kind of easy to remember. So now on posters, half people know me as Dovervich and half as Freeze. So I put Danny in parentheses Freeze Dovervich.
So, all right. So how'd that come about?
We were mainly kind of in blues bands at the time. I don't know if you remember it, like in the 90s, the blues scene in Amarillo was really big. We had a whole bunch of blues bars. We had a radio station that did blues 24 hours a day, and I was kind of wanting a stage name because I didn't want people looking up at Dovervich and calling me at 2 a.m. and say, hey, how come you didn't play that song, or you know, or whatever, you know. So I thought, well, a stage name might be kind of good.
Yeah, because you know, when you look in the Amarillo phone book under D and you look for Dovervich, you might find the guy.
Yeah, and there's not any other Doverviches. So at the time, there was a couple, but I'm the last survivor in Amarillo now. My original stage name was Weasel Haygood.
Really? So we got to hear a little bit about this.
Well, so I worked for the electric company. One summer, the second summer I was up there, I'd grown a beard in the following year. So I came up with a beard, and this one of the old timers there started calling me Weasel, and he's the only one who did it. He was a friend, and also I thought that was kind of okay. And there was a lot of then driving back and forth to Austin. There's one place where you only get one station; it's a country station. And there was Charlie Haygood. And at the time, there was a bunch of these country names that they could only be a country singer. You know, Dwight Yoakam,
right?
Lyle Lovett sounded you know a little bit kind of. Like the way Delbert McClinton, Delbert's and Dwight's. Oh, yeah. And so I thought Weasel Haygood sounded kind of You know, that was sort of a fun name to have.
That's great.
And actually, the band I play with now, I came up with the name of the band then, the Earthlings. So it's going to be Weasel Haygood and the Earthlings. And it was many, many, many years before I, just the last few years, I've had bands we call ourselves the Earthlings.
So it's Danny Freeze and the Earthlings.
Yeah.
And like, Danny Freeze, Dobrovich.
And a lot of times we're just the Earthlings.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, all so... Right.
It sounds kind of like you have dabbled in just about every genre of music that is around.
Kind of like going back to that top 40 stuff. You know, I like it all. Yeah. I've even, you know, the stuff that I kind of dissed about my folks music, I started playing a lot of 30s and 40s jazz.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, there's a lot of, you know, Willie's has a Stardust album.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You know, as much as people try to put that down, Willie's Stardust album stayed on the charts longer than probably any album that was ever recorded, I think.
Almost everything on that album got on the top 40, as a matter of fact. Yeah. Willie even did a blues album.
Yeah. I was trying to look up, you know, I Googled Ain't Misbehaving. I played that one. And Bo Cephas got a Grammy for it.
I remember that now.
It's a great version of it, you know. Yeah. He's had a great crooning voice.
Great stories. And you did say you spent some time down in Austin, and that music scene down there, I guess, is legendary.
Yeah, about 3 years. I saw Stevie Ray Vaughan before I knew who he was at a orientation on campus. They had this band, they were called the Cobras.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, I remember then they had this great saxophone player and the lead guitar player. Just, and I don't know if it was that night or a while later, I found, oh, that's Stevie Ray Vaughan. And
oh, wow.
Yeah. And so I saw there's a bunch of great acts that came through town. And just the locals, the level of music there is just amazing. There's people there are just fantastic. And we'll probably never hear about them in Amarillo. They're just so much competition.
Yeah, that's true. That's
Paul Ray and the Cobras.
Yeah, there you go.
That's great. I think we probably ought to get another song in here, Bud.
I think we need to.
What are you going to do for us?
Okay, this is called Mud in His Eyes. And
have you got the right harmonica?
Yeah, I did. I switched on that last one. So, yeah, this is called Mud in His Eyes. A friend of mine, Robert Simmons, high school buddy, brought me a poem. He'd been working at Iowa Beef, the beef packing plant, and he had like this terrible job. I think he was working like 10-hour shifts. The machinery was super loud, so he just had to have these headphones all the time, so he couldn't hear, couldn't talk to anybody. And for however long his shift was, he watched boxed beef go down the line, and every now and then, some kind of a sensor would realize it's going off a little bit too far to the left or right. He'd take a screwdriver and adjust it, and then he'd wait till that light beeped again. So he wrote this. It's kind of about being underemployed, you know, where you're working long hours just to be poor. And you don't get
it. Can you relate, Buck? Working long hours. That's a good hook right there.
Yeah. So anyway, this is called Mud in His Eyes.
Wearing this hard hat, sipping on a beer, life is passing by him, but he don't care. He's an all-American guy, and it's enough to make you cry, 'cause he don't get nothing but mud in his eyes. It's always late when he walks through the door. He'll go straight to bed 'cause he's so tired and sore. Not much of a way he makes her hair turn gray when it's the same old story day after day. This man ain't got time for family or friends, 'cause he makes less money than what he spends. Barely makes ends meet by the skin of his teeth. But he'll go on drinking when somebody treats. Thank you. He don't recollect how things got the way they are. Thinking gets kind of fuzzy when you're drinking in a bar. Sits back and sighs, wipes clear his eyes, and he does his damnedest not to wonder why. This man ain't got time for family or friends, 'cause he makes less money than what he spends. Barely makes ends meet by the skin of his teeth. But he'll go on drinking when somebody treats, wearing his hard hat, sipping on a beer. Life is passing by him, but he don't care. He's all American guy, and it's enough to make you cry. 'Cause he don't get nothing but mud in his eyes. Mud in his eyes. In his eye, talk about mud in his eye.
The program's Lyrics and Legends. I got Buck Weatherby in the studio with me. We've been on a Amarillo music scene kick here lately, and
what a kick it has been.
Man, it has been fun to do and visit with these guys out of Amarillo that are part of the scene up there that maybe not everybody knows about, but it's not exactly a hidden secret, is it?
Oh no. I tell you, just about anywhere you go on a Friday or Saturday night or even a Thursday up in Amarillo, you can find some music.
Yeah.
Some good music.
We're glad that's getting going again now that we'll stay off the coronavirus and move on.
And we'll give Jim Livingston a shameless plug here. You know, Jim at his venue has got some great musicians that have come in there.
Yeah, hopefully they can get that going again. They've been shut down as well because of this.
Yeah.
All the traffic for the Route 66 Visitor Center, that's been shut down since the middle of March.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and they hadn't been able to do anything. But we met a good friend. I say good friend now because I feel like we are. Danny Dobrovich at an open mic night there, and we had to get him to come to Shamrock, Texas, the Legends World headquarters. And the song he just sang was called Mud in His Eye. And,
pretty exciting, isn't it, Danny, getting to come into Shamrock?
Yeah, it is.
The hometown of Bill Mack.
I almost had an escort here passing me on the highway. There was an ambulance that said Shamrock across the back
of
it. So
you should have just fallen right in with them.
I pretty much did. I thought about turning on my flashers and just staying right behind him.
We've had some great interviews from Amarillo, and you know, Roger Miller grew up over at Eric, Oklahoma, which you can darn near throw a rock over there and hit that. And so anyway, we were glad to get to meet you and get to hear a couple of songs when we were with you up in Amarillo. So we wanted to get you to come down. Talk about your music writing process a little bit and kind of what, first of all, when did you get interested in actually writing your own stuff?
Well, when we were still in elementary school, my friend across the street, he's one of the most creative people you'd ever know in your life. Joseph Clark, he actually has kind of a big career over in Europe, and he was Joey back then, and Joey and I would take those chords I had, I'd put them in a different order, and he'd kind of figure out a melody.
So this was the House of the Rising Sun, all five chords?
Yeah, we actually stole House of the Rising Sun. We didn't change anything, except we upped the tempo really fast, and it's called Beach Party. There is a beach in California, they call it Beach Party. You know? and so we influenced by the Beach Boys and Jan and Dean, I think, a lot back then. And I think there was, I don't know how many days we did this, but we went door to door playing songs for a penny a song.
Oh, wow.
And, oh, wow.
You know, little kids, it's kind of a nice novelty act.
Yeah, and they give you a penny so you'll move on to the next house.
Or yeah, and in high school, my senior high school, I probably wouldn't have made it through college had I not had Doc Sample. He probably brought me up about 3 grade levels that one year. And the best thing about him, he didn't count off for spelling and he didn't count off for penmanship. And those two things dropped me down 10 or 15 points on every paper up until then. So we learned about grammar and he also taught us poetry. So I learned the elements of poetry, you know, the tempo of the words, the syllables, alliteration, you know, like kind of like the tongue twisters and, you know, imagery and a lot of things. So by the time I was in the Navy, I kind of had all these tools and, you know, I'd played a bunch of songs, I was learning other people's songs, so I knew a bunch of chords. Bought a Simon and Garfunkel, might have been just a Paul Simon songbook. And Paul Simon had these, what we call, sometimes you call them jazz chords. They're just chords, but they're these kind of finger bending ones. They weren't the old cowboy chords.
Yeah, what's the C, G, D, and
Yeah. And so I just really liked those, and the good way to practice them is work them into songs. So I started using those and having a little bit more complex songs. And I guess in the last 10 years, I really started listening to the 30s and 40s jazz standards. You know, ones we're talking about, George Strait and Willie and Sleep at the Wheel and, you know, I think they were influenced by Bob Wills, who was, he was essentially a big band leader that
with a fiddle.
Yeah, a fiddle.
Or two or three. Yeah.
And his vocalists all had Texas or Southern accents, so you know that made it country, you know. So in the last 10 years, I started looking at a lot more jazz, and about 2 years ago, I've taken 2 semesters of private guitar lessons at Amarillo College, first time I took lessons in my life. And it was really neat learning all these chords, the right names for the ones I was playing and some new chords. And I've written a few songs using those. And it's been a real neat experience. My band members really like playing these songs. Not a lot of people play those old standards.
So talk a little bit about your band members. Who all's in that?
Okay. Let's see, for the Earthlings, Leon Lange's been playing with me the longest. We were in a band together, the Dryland Dreamers, and sadly our front man on that, David Otterburn, passed away last September. So the Dryland Dreamers, we're not together anymore, but Leon's the bass player in both those bands. Leon Low Note Lange, you got to give all your people
I got to have nickname. The name.
Rick Todd plays mandolin, and you need to have him on the show. He's a great songwriter. I sent some links up here for that. Dr. Rick Todd, actually, and he
That's
plays...
That's what they call Buck, Dr. Buck Weatherby, but how did you get that title, Buck?
It was a lie.
Oh, okay.
I was trying to impress a girl one time in a bar, and I told her I was a doctor.
Okay. I knew there was a story there, but that's enough.
I got called professor for a while, and that you know, I don't know how that happened. But it's better than the other things I've been called. Rick writes songs. He's really great to have his harmonies there. He plays mandolin, accordion, and he's really a great guitar player, too. And then the fourth member of the Earthlings is Paxton Farbro, who goes by Pac-Man. He's a harmonica player. So I play harmonica, and sometimes we'll have 2 different harmonica players on a song. And
oh, wow.
He's good on everything, but, man, on the blues stuff, he's like, you know, one of these world-class sounding harmonica players. So it's great to have Pac-Man there. And we get a gig to have a drummer about once or twice a year. We've had B.J. Dwyer and... Marcus Bears played drums with us, and Joe Quattrobaum even did some cajon with me before.
All right, we're just having fun, and so there's another layer of the Amarillo music scene we just peel back there. Like
every time we do one of these shows on Lyrics and Legends, I learn something about Amarillo music. I'll say, or just learn something about some of the artistry in this region. You know?
Yeah. I think we need to get another song in. Do you have something we could do, Danny?
This isn't quite still in the song from House of the Rising Sun, but yeah, I did steal the music from it. You'll recognize this. This is more of a parody. And if you know who Gil Favor, Wishbone, and Rowdy Yates are, you'll
know. Oh, there we go, yeah.
We did we got booked a gig at a bowling alley once. So anyway, I came up with Bowl Pride as the name of this. Bowling, 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 keep them balls a rolling. Every
Nobody's bowling tonight. No wind, no rain, no weather. Indoor sports are better. Strikes aren't from lightning inside. All them pins I'm a-missing, I might get a strike on this one. At least you'll know that I tried. Set 'em up, knock 'em down, knock 'em down. Set 'em up, knock 'em down. Oh, pride. Dry your hands, roll the ball. Set 'em up, watch 'em fall. Stay out of the gutter. Bold pride. Bowling, bowling, bowling. Though my fingers swollen, tonight I'm going bowling, bowl pride. Through spits and strikes and spares, bowlers have few cares. Make sure your bowling shoes are well tied. All them pins I'm a-missing, I might get a strike on this one. Then I'll be satisfied. Set 'em up, knock 'em down, knock 'em down. Set 'em up, knock 'em down, bowl pride. Dry your hands, roll the ball. Set 'em up, watch 'em fall. Stay out of the gutter. Bowl pride. Bowl pride. Bowling, bowling, bowling. Keep bowling, bowling, bowling. Bowl pride.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic. In the studio with us, we just heard Bowl Pride by Danny Freeze Dobrich. That was
Frankie Lang did the Rawhide theme, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, Frankie Lang did?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I knew it was the Rawhide theme. I didn't know who did it. Did you?
Well, oh, yeah.
Okay. A lot of people covered it. Johnny Cash covered it. Who else did I see? I mean, there were some like Van Halen or some real people you wouldn't expect.
Yeah.
To do. Yeah, that was like the Blues Brothers did the.
Oh, yeah.
That and.
Stand by your man.
Well, in the studio with us, Danny Dobrich. We just did a song called Bowl Pride. We're just breaking all kinds of new territory here, bud. Yeah.
I could just see I could not only see the ball going down there and going in the gutter. For some reason or another, I could see a herd of cattle out there rolling over the hill.
I never could time it right, but I recorded like a bowling alley where the balls come down. Right? So at the last where they're popping the whip, that's what I wanted to have playing at the last.
Yeah.
Never quite pulled.
So you said you were 42 when you kind of decided, hey, I want to get a little more serious and do that.
Start booking gigs.
All right. So
what was your day job at that time when you made that decision?
I was an electrical engineer for Southwestern Public Service, SPS. Okay. And they could tell I kind of lost my professional focus because I had a ponytail by the time I left there. And, you know, I don't know, I guess they it was hard to fire people then. So I stayed with them till they had two mergers like in a year and a half, I think. And one day I took my pager and keys and put them on the boss's desk and
said, I'm going to go chase music.
Yeah. Yeah. And it didn't work out. I did. A few years later, I got certified to teach and I was a math teacher and I got to teach introduction to engineering to middle school kids. So that was kind of another little career.
All right. So being in that Amarillo area, are most of the gigs you've been doing in the Amarillo area or do you travel?
I don't very much. I've kind of wanted to, just hadn't always worked out. I've played some shows in, the Dryland Dreamers, the other band, we played in Colorado, the Pinyon Valley Lodge, was booking a lot of people from Amarillo. And so I played there and, I've played in Lubbock with different bands and
Lubbock's a pretty good music town too.
Yeah, they do that. I can't remember any of the names of the place there on like the Buddy Holly Lane. They have their little music row area there.
Blue Light or some of those places.
Right.
Now I did play, I was the first musician, I don't remember what year it was, probably around 2003 or so. I was the first person to play a gig at Sturgis, but that's because it was 2 weeks before the festival. I'd been up in that area for a cousin's reunion and I thought, well, I'm going to drive through there, do the Black Hills and whatnot, and just sort of sightsee. And it's really, for local musicians, if you would like to play there, everyone plays at the big, I don't know where they have the big field where they have all the big bands play, But they don't have, it's such a small town, they don't have local musicians. So right. had I felt like going back the next year, I had about a dozen different bars and clubs and casinos that, that would have booked me. But I played on, I don't remember the name of the bar, but it was on Main Street. And
okay.
I think they gave me $50 and fed me. So it was, you know.
That's better than some of the gigs I've had.
So. Yeah, yeah, that's right. Well, that's, yeah. I wish they were all that good.
When we left off, you were up to getting free beer on $20 a night at...
At Boondocks.
And before that, yeah. the beer was half price if you'll play all night.
And then a buck off, and then...
Yeah.
So what are some of the places you're, up, at least up until this little pause came, some of the places you're playing in Amarillo?
Crush, the one downtown, that's a fun place to play on the roof up there, and it's... got a real nice audience, and you can't crank it up too loud for them there. They like you to hear it when you're walking on the street. Poke Street Eats, played there. Goonies is a little restaurant on Poke also that's really great Asian fusion food, I guess they call it. And anyway, I like playing for David there at Goonies. I play Fire Slice. The last show I played was there on my birthday, and they play all original music there, so that's kind of a neat venue where you get to kind of focus on your own ego, I guess. And I play at La Bella's Pizza pretty regularly, and that's a real nice place also, kind of a little bit smaller, intimate audience.
And most of the shows you do, are you playing mostly your songs? You do some covers or
When I play with the band, probably 25 to 35% of the songs might be originals.
Okay.
We play a few of Rick's songs. We're going to start playing a lot more of his songs. And it kind of depends, you know, on just the venue. Some places I think, okay, I can pull out more of the jazz songs. And, you know, some places I'm going to go a little bit more of the country. We played Powder Canyon for some kind of it was Frontier Days or something like that. Anyway, we had all of our cowboy songs out for that, and it was fun.
So when you say your cowboy songs, what are the...
Something well, like, you know, there are a bunch of these. We do...
Are they really more the Western genre? Than
yeah, the... yeah. You know, Happy Trails and okay. Get Along, Little Dogie. And I'm kind of going blank that. One thing when I've got a show to do, the first thing I do is make up a set list, or I grab a set list, because on the spot I can't think of anything, you know.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
I know, yeah. I tried to think of a song a while ago and couldn't.
Yeah.
I still hadn't got it. I'll get it.
This notebook here, you see all these orange tabs? Those are numbered for today's song. So
I was going to make a comment about your iPad there.
Yeah.
Because that's
looks kind of like a notebook.
I'm kind of old school. Yeah.
Is that paper?
But hey, I've got the fancy plastic sheets around.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. When you're playing, Danny, when you're playing with your band and you're doing covers, what are some of your most requested covers that you get?
Oh, well, I do actually have a list here. I mean, we play all over the place, up to the country. You know, I thought that was a song from Woodstock, but actually, that's an old country song all too. I'm going up to the country.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You never can tell. C'est la vie, say the old folks, goes till you can. That's a Chuck Berry song. We do Just Dropped In, the first edition, Kenny Rogers, and the first edition song, Don't Think Twice, Bob Dylan.
Oh, yeah.
We met people like Minnie the Moocher. That's a real fun one to do. Down and Out, the old blues song. Eric Clapton's got a really great version of it.
Right.
No One Knows You When You're Down and Out. Mr. Bojangles' Slow Down is a Beatles song after one of their first couple albums. It Hurts Me Too is a real good blues song. We do Whiter Shade of Pale. I do the keyboard thing on my harmonica. Kind of proud of working that up.
Those are some great songs.
I'd almost want to talk you into playing that.
We do Route 66.
Get Your Kicks.
Honky Tonk Woman, Ain't Misbehaving. Oh Darlin', the Beatles song. Pencil Thin Mustache, the Jimmy Buffett
song. Yeah.
And I changed the words. I call the song Rovin' Cowboy, but it's actually the melody and most of the words are the same as, I think it's Patsy Montana, Rovin' I Want to Be a Cowboy Sweetheart.
Yes.
I didn't want to sing those lyrics. so I sing I Want to Be a Roving Cowboy.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah, that's I'd be a little uncomfortable. But.
And people do that. I know there's guys that cover Jolene and sing it just that way.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, women do that all the time, you know.
Yeah.
Right. we ought to probably get one more song. Maybe we can get two in here. Okay, we got time for two more songs. What do you want to do?
Okay, this is called Riding High in the Saddle. I talked about how I write song stuff. This is almost like a writing prompt that a teacher would give you. I thought about all the country western, all the cowboy movies, and just the westerns you grew up on TV, and I just sort of grabbed sort of buzzwords or cliches or expressions, you know, saloon gals, cattle rustling, and just wrote those down on a page. And then I started grouping them, you know, where there was the words that all have a S in them together. And the first verse kind of happened, but I didn't know how the song was going to end until, you know, the next verses just sort of came in there. That happens sometimes. So
what's the title of this?
Riding High in the Saddle Again.
Okay. Around the town where he felt alone, Stan was thinking about leaving, lost in his thoughts, pictured himself living a life he could be leaving. Gone without water till it's too dry to spit, singed by sage bush fires and been snake bit. He put a halt to his heartache and his hurting when he's high in the saddle again. Riding high in the saddle again. Bound and set on making his mark in a boomtown by the railroad. Innocent fool, an easy prey to the whoring, Kurt Sharkin, and the freeload. Bought stock in silver mines that didn't exist. Saloon girl stole his watch while she was giving him a kiss. He put a halt to his heart again, his hurting when he's high in the saddle again. Stan took to the cattle thieving, said he did no wrong, cause others did it too, but the ranchers just wouldn't believe him. They threw a rope over the nearest tree limb, put him on his horse's hands tied behind him. They put a halt to his heartache and his hurting when he's high in the saddle again. Swinging high above the saddle in the end. Riding high in the saddle again.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, wow. Great song.
I thought, man, Ben Parks.
Now, you're talking about chords a while ago. That song had some great chords.
There was a little action going on.
Yeah.
His
fingers are burning.
Yeah. They weren't doing everything I was asking them to do, but they got close.
So one of our radio parts of the radio network is American Cowboy Radio, which we play strictly Western music on it. And yeah, so I was thinking Ben would have loved to have been here to hear that. So,
oh, yeah.
We're going to have to get you and Ben Parks hooked up so he can hear some of this great music. We are running towards the end of this. Do we have time for another song, Jim? Okay. So instead of visiting, I'm going to get you to do one more song. Okay. Then we're going to come back with the Department of Shameless Plugs, where you get your 3 minutes of fame here at the end.
Okay, I don't know if I got that much going on, but I'll stretch.
You can say, and.
I'll stammer for 2.5.
What do you want to do for us?
This song, we do get requested this a lot. This is called Dog Dreams, and I guess I'll just play it for you. Well, I got a dog, her name is Faye. She always runs when I tell her to stay. She's not too bright, but that's okay. I still love my old dog, Faye. 'Cause when she dreams, she's on a mountaintop in Colorado. She's chasing off a bear in Tennessee. Catching river salmon in Idaho. And sometimes she dreams of going for a walk with me. Well, I got a dog, her name is Faye. She barks at the mailman every day. She don't like baths, but that's okay. She can't help it, she was made that way. But when she dreams, she's chasing rabbits across the high plains. She's eating steak off the table in Atlantic City. She's splashing in a lake in Minnesota. And sometimes she dreams of going for a walk with me. Now some of you might be wondering how it is I know what my dog's dreaming. I thought you'd be wondering how she knows so much about geography. But sometimes the boy and his dog just know things about each other. And that's how it is with Faye and me. And when I dream, she's winning trophies in the dog show. She's lying next to me on the bed, 'cause she's family. She'll wake me up if I forget to give her her bedtime treat. And sometimes I'm dreaming Faye's going for a walk with me.
Great song. Gary, I'd like to paint a word picture here. You know,
all right, I'm going to close my eyes first.
Yeah, when we have artists on the show, you know, I know people are sitting out in the audience and listening to it, and they're painting kind of a mental picture of what Danny looks like, you know. Yeah. And I was sitting there looking at him, and I said, you know who he looks like? He looks like a young and damper.
Young, you like that, probably.
Yeah, dapper. Young and dapper.
Dapper, all right.
Colonel Sanders sitting around saying, sitting around saying, oh, how can I sell this chicken? I don't know how to fry.
Yeah, there you go. I've kind of gone through the goatee and little mustache lately. Yeah. Usually I've got a full beard, so yeah. I have to be careful about wearing the white shirt. I've been compared to Colonel Sanders before.
Danny, man, it's been so much having you in this evening. As usual, we run out of time before we run out of having fun, and so we're kind of at that point. We have one segment on this program we call
The Department of Shameless Plugs,
which has ominous music and stuff behind it. So we give you 2 or 3 minutes to talk about where people can find your music, look for upcoming shows,
Where
anything.
You're playing.
If you want to brag about your dog or whatever you want.
Faye's gone to the big dog park up in the sky. But she got to hear that song for a couple of years, you know, while she was still around. Let's see. I guess a good place to get in the loop of what we play is on my Facebook page. It's Danny Freeze and the Earthlings, and I think if you just go to Facebook and you put in Danny Freeze Music, it's going to pull that up for you pretty quickly. And whenever we have shows, we usually post them on there.
All right. Well, man, we're so glad you drove over to visit with us. We've been wanting to do this for a while, and finally glad we got to put it together.
Yeah, I'm real excited that
This has been a hoot.
Yeah, I want to thank Buck for sitting in. Jim, my engineer, and Kelly, my producer, who's going to have to fix all this stuff that we put on this recording. So.
Thanks, Kelly. Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
And hey,
Buck, Gary.
We'll look forward to seeing you in Amarillo real soon. We're going to come check it out. We'll get our cigarette lighters and set on the front row.
Cool. That's great. Now they use phones.
That they
picture
do?
Of a cigarette lighter on it.
I'm old school.
Yeah, there you go.
Buck, thanks for coming in.
It was a pleasure.
All right, Danny, see you soon.
Thanks, appreciate it.
This has been another edition of Lyrics and Legends with Gary Ware. Join us next time on the Legends Radio Network.